This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Nearly 3 months since the fall of Baghdad, the U.S.-led administration in Iraq struggles to gain control over parts of the country. Violence directed toward U.S. military personnel is on the rise, with incidents taking place on a daily basis. The U.S. military says 10 American troops were wounded late yesterday when several explosions rocked a base north of Baghdad, and a U.S. soldier was shot and killed by a sniper while guarding the Baghdad Museum. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad.
Baghdad is now a city of contradictions. There is growing sympathy among residents for those attacking U.S. soldiers. Yet, it's virtually impossible to find anyone who wants the troops to leave, for fear that the alternative would be greater chaos. 60% of the working population is unemployed, yet shops are reopening at an astonishing rate. The U.S.-led administration, headed by Paul Bremer, sees one reality.
Day by day, conditions in Iraq continue to improve. Freedom becomes more and more entrenched. And the dark days of the Ba'athist regime are further and further back in people's memories.
Iraqis see another reality.
I'm telling you, they are not telling the truth.
Professor Saad Jawad teaches political science at Baghdad University.
Either Mr. Bremer is not getting the right information, or somebody is telling him the wrong thing. And this was the case with Saddam Hussein. He kept on telling us everything is okay, everything is right, everything is beautiful. And everything was wrong.
The vast gap in perception between the American authorities here and the population may explain why things haven't been running so smoothly. Take this random sample from one central Baghdad tea house. The men who while away the blazing daylight hours drinking hot tea are convinced the Americans are punishing them, shutting down the electricity grid in response to the recent attacks on soldiers. They all regard the United States as a near omnipotent force, and they can't understand why it's been so difficult to restore electricity. Saddam, they remind a foreign visitor, restored power in less than a month after the 1991 Gulf War. Now there is no more than 6 hours of electricity a day in the city. 28-year-old Sermat Sani blames the Americans and says the surge in violence against them is a clear reflection of growing disenchantment. Sani says the resistance will rise and increase day by day. When asked by a reporter this week why there is growing hostility among the public toward the U.S.-led administration, Paul Bremer angrily dismissed the suggestion.
You talk about the Iraqi people as if you have a poll in your pocket about how they feel. I don't think that's right. I've traveled around this country a lot, and I spent 4 days on the road this week, and I didn't meet any of those people you're talking about.
But Professor Saad Jawad says that Bremer's stage-managed visits would never give him a real opportunity to hear the bitter grievances of the public.
If everybody is thankful to them, why they are attacking them?
Professor Jawad believes most of the attacks are being carried out by former military officers. After the U.S.-led administration dissolved the Iraqi army in May, at least 1 million men were left without a paycheck. Many of those disgruntled men held on to their weapons. And Jawad believes the U.S. military is now experiencing the beginnings of an organized resistance. Since major fighting was formally ended on May 1st, about 24 U.S. troops have been killed in attacks. One of the most volatile regions in Iraq is Diyala Province, north and east of Baghdad. It's where the 3rd Battalion of the 4th Infantry Division is based. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Young is the commander.
Every night we go out, we do get shot at. And there is that silver bullet out there that maybe have somebody's name on it. But we go out and we face it.
And they face it with tough odds. There are 650 men and women in the 3rd Battalion. They're responsible for security in an area the size of New Jersey. The battalion suffered several casualties in the past weeks, and the soldiers who do the daily patrols are becoming increasingly nervous.
And we just deal with it the best way we can. You know, we talk about it, we, you know, make jokes about it to help deal with it and drive on, you know. The only thing we can do is keep driving on, you know, and hope that none of us get hurt.
Privately, officers in the 3rd Battalion say they need more men. A delegation of independent experts sent to Iraq to assess the situation is expected to make that recommendation to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld when it returns to Washington next week. We're thin on the ground, said one soldier from the 3rd Battalion, and we're like sitting ducks. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.